This is John's Gem, number 91, based on his chapter 21 and verse 3. And I've given it the simple title, Working. It is not clear whether this last chapter is a deliberate last chapter or a late addition. No matter. Either way, its intention is clear. The emphasis moves from the life and death of Jesus to its effect in the life of the community of his followers, the church. First we have its effect on work, then in our relations with other people, our attitude to his expected return, and finally, and briefly, to the importance of testimony of the right sort. First then, Jesus and work. We read that, "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them. And they said, "We'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat. People argue about whether Peter was right to go out fishing so soon after all the exciting and very important events we've just been told about, or not. It seems to me that he was. The fishing community in Capernaum will have been hard hit financially by the call of Jesus to at least four of its strong young men 3 years earlier. How, I wonder, did they manage to survive the next years while they were away with Jesus? Peter will have understood their problem all too well. And he rightly started to make what amends he could. It didn't last. In no time at all, he was away again, this time for the rest of his life. We all have to work. God told Adam in the Garden of Eden, "By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food." And there is no escape from that, except for a very few unfortunate people were born into such riches they can afford to do nothing of consequence all the days of their life. Not a good thing. So Peter went back to work. It did not upset Jesus, who helped him by telling him to put the net down on the right side of the boat. Presumably they had had it on the other side. So following the advice of an unrecognized stranger was a big thing to do, even if he had seen some disturbance of the water, suggesting there were fish there. More than 40 years ago, I was sitting in our car, very close to the sea, on the island of Mull, off the west coast of Scotland. An obviously very heavy-laden small boat came into the shore, and two men started unloading it. I was so curious I started counting. They took 126 magnificent large salmon from the boat to their trailer. The interesting thing is I can still remember the number, when I could tell you nothing else at all about that particular holiday. So it was with the disciples. What happened was so memorable that they knew how many fish they caught. 153. More than 50 years later. Jesus does still look after his people. Not always so obviously, or even so generously, but he does look after us. Jesus was happy to sit down on a lake shore with seven scruffy, poorly clothed, and rather wet disciples. Thank you, Jesus, for such a clear indication of how and where you will meet us.